We are at another one. This one is a private course that you have to schedule in Kentucky. And I scheduled a play time for this one last week because I knew it was going to be at Ohio Valley. When I was looking at neighboring courses, this one was a private course that had good marks on it. And I went the wrong way. And hang on, I gotta figure out where we're at here. So we've already played one, so all right, so we got a 4-on-1, 2. Oh no, we gotta go up the hill. Okay. So
all right.
Oh, I see the basket. It's up to my left. So I walked down to the fairway at 26. So this is a 27-hole course. It's privately owned. Only 9 cars, I can't say people, only 9 cars are permitted per day. And there's a couple days where you're where it's closed completely. Hey, what's up, Mr. Chicken? I'm not kidding, people. There's a chicken standing here. So, but the owner's out here building a shed, so we talked to him briefly. They remembered me because I was a Florida person. And we have to have a picture of this. And there's our chicken. Rooster, technically, but. This is really a nice course, people. This is really, really freaking cool. And I'm only on hole 2. I played 1 because I did a video. That's why we're starting on technically 2. Really short paver pads. But this is more of a have fun course than it is beat the mess out of you, of course. So we're gonna try to have some fun. Now, we're definitely gonna play this a second time because I wanna get some more pictures here because this is a really cool place. All right, so 201, there's a ravine, which I was walking around in a minute ago. So, we're just going to try to get straight across with a little bit of light. So we're going to use a diamond. I was doing pretty good with it at the previous game today. We did a 24 this morning, now we're doing a 27. So, all right, throw 1-on-2, using a diamond. I'm going to have to pull a lot out of this, though. For the GoPro to kick in. Right. Ooh. Man, if we would have missed that freaking tree, we would have been good. All right, that's what it is. Shirt. So Arrowhead Disc Golf Course, Louisville, Kentucky, 2017. Bang-a-Chang. Hey, I know where that is. I've been there before. I got a towel from Bang-a-Chang. Bang-a-Chain. All right, so we got a cart. So we're going to go down the left side of the steps and just use the rail to pull us so we don't bust our hump. It's really more of a bag course than anything else, but... Man, that would have been so nice. Oh, cool. You can have your names engraved in here. I wonder how much that costs. That's so cool. The little bridge here has got people's names in it. I wonder if we could have discgolfing.com added to it. All right, so we're at our disc after thumping a tree. So I can see the flag, but I can't see the basket. So throw 2-on-2. Hands down. I've played a few private courses or a few restricted courses, hands down, this is the best one. Absolutely hands down already. Ooh, that was a nice up. So we're gonna three out here. Yeah, we're obviously spending some time here. So. Number three, 258. We're gonna throw the diamond again since it's already in the hand. Two, we would 3-2. All right, we got a 293 according to UDisc. Is that right? 293 according to UDisc, 258 according to his sign, which is really nice, by the way. That was somebody playing at the other tee next to me. Ooh. We might be a little right, and we might be down a ravine. Forgot my hat again. Pause for a second, let them through. Oh, yeah, and we're screwed. So. All right, let's see if we're a little bit screwed or a lot screwed. So. Would have been nice if we would have hit a tree. So. And now we might be a lot screwed. So. Oh, how bad is this? Alright, let me go wrestle around here, figure out where my disc went to. Alright, I got it. We're alright. We're down the hill, but we got a little further to go off. I'm gonna leave you off here while I go throw this up here. That sounds gross. We got really good distance on that. You can overthrow this, by the way. There is OB here. All right, so we got three. It died right, but I didn't give a lot of height, so we weren't like super worm dirt. All right, let's see where I'm going first. So we got a three on three. We're heading to four. I'm gonna go over here apparently. There's like a group of four ahead of us. We might end up playing through them. Now, during the last tournament, this diamond gave me problems. So, but I need to learn how to throw it. So that's why I'm throwing it a little bit on this game. So 228, damn sure not throwing a diamond. I don't know where the basket is though. It says it's straight down with some left, so. Probably just gonna throw a sidewinder, so. Oh, I see it, it's on the left-hand side. Yeah, we're gonna throw a sidewinder. 228 on four, first throw. Very small pad, though. That might not be a basket I'm looking at. That might actually be a T sign. So we might not be throwing in the right direction. Hang on, I need to look at this because we may have to re-throw that. I don't think I'm throwing in the right direction. Alright, I walked up there a little bit and I still can't see the basket, so I'm gonna have to let that throw stand because it goes in line with the podcast. So I think what the basket might be colored similar to the surroundings, so I'm gonna let this throw stand even though I don't know where the basket is yet. Not that far away. Oh, never mind. I see it now. Okay. Now that I'm in the fairway, I see it. All right. Yeah, we're going to let this throw stand even though I wasn't throwing in the right direction. Oh, it's a hanging basket. Okay. Gotcha. We're going to use a berg. Second throw on four. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Damn, a little too much. Damn it. All right, I'm gonna put y'all next to this basket while we try to three out here. Got our three, two pads. This hole five, they're still playing out on this hole. Doing good on time. All right, we got a three. Actually, I think they are off the hole. I think they're playing the next tee. All right, number five, 294, huh? We're going to an F2. I was going to have a sidewinder in my hand, but we're going to go to an F2. Rio 6, throw 1.
hit something. There we go.
Good rip, a little too high. Let's go see what we got. Looked like there was a little ravine type thing here. So I was trying to miss that.
Hang on, I gotta adjust the GoPro here. So.
All right, let's do it that way. The reason I wanted to hit something because it looked like there was a drop away here, and it turns out that there was. So. Not a good position to be in, but we've definitely been in worse. We're up to the left. So I'm gonna use a berg so we don't roll. So that's specifically what I use bergs for. Look good, look close. Let's go see what we got. Ooh. All right, wasn't as good as I thought. I tucked myself behind a tree. Try to three out here. Not in a big hurry. We got some people in front of us. We're not quite through. Alrighty, number 5, 294. We got a 3. Sidearm with an eagle. We're showing 230. Forehand with an eagle, excuse me. Alright, we're good. A little low on it, but we got a friendly kick from a tree. So. I like how he protects his trees. He puts these plastic things around it. So. I hope I'm throwing it the right basket. Be careful because you're crossing fairways. So he had to sandwich this course in, but he did a really good job with giving you places to step. Passer. Wide enough for full-size carts, which is what I have. But if you have a mini or something like that, you'll be fine. All right, let's see what we got here. All right, another berg. Parked it out of the basket. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go up there. I'm gonna
wait. All right, we got a 3-on-6. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, thank you. I'm mic'd up, so it's gonna sound like I'm talking to myself.
Okay.
All right, we're on we're 6 at 2:30. I have a little checkbox, so use any kind of language you want. All right, 2:30, open. We do have trees at the end.
2:30 playing 3:30.
2:30 playing 3:30?
Yep.
All right.
It says 3:03 on the sign.
I think because of the hill drop, it plays a little long.
Yeah, I'll be behind it.
There is OB right behind it.
Yeah.
Get to the right.
About 20 feet or so.
All right. All right. Well, that means that's probably where I'll end up eventually. I don't know about this first ride, but. F2. Down. Thank you. Second throw on 6, Berg. Sit down.
Get up.
Thank you. Correction, it was a 3-on-7. We were on the wrong one. Number 8. All right, GPS is off, so. All right, 281. Got a squirrel in the middle of the trail. That's it straight down. Forehand angle, forehand sidewinder.
I think you're kind of left.
this is all fine. Is this OB? This might be OB. All right, I'm going to take a penalty because I can't play this from where it's at. Penalty draw, so because I can't play that from where it landed. I'm gonna use a KC Rock Pro because I'm too far away. That's gonna suck. This ideally would have been good. I'm gonna have to do some audio modifications on this one because I got kind of side-whacked on 6 and 7. Fourth shot on 8, this is because of the penalty. Garbage. We're gonna try to save a 5. Actually got a 6 because I missed it the second time. I'm rushing myself because of the people behind me. Damn it. Fucking 6. Get the fuck out of here with that garbage. Alright. 8 is where... Nine is what we're going. Shit. I just gonna throw a sidewire and slip in there. Garbage. Clear. Modify these wheels. So, there's no left rail in here, so be careful. Ooh, a lot of OB. We might be OB. See a lot of OB markers here. What did we hit? Yep, we're OB. Damn it, we're gonna take another one. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to mark that last time too. Alright, we're gonna do another OB drop. We hit a creek. There's stakes here, so I'm gonna treat that as OB. So we're gonna go to our third throw here.
All right, I did a forearm on a Casey Rock Pro, and we're up there.
All right, so this sequence of holes here has sucked because I'm rushing, I'm not paying attention, and that is not a good thing to do when you don't know a course. So when we're done, I'm gonna change shirts, get a drink, and we are going to all right, so this walkway doesn't support a cart very well. Alright, I'm gonna fix this cart and get rid of the nubs. This cart's in need of modification. Alright, trying to save a four here because of a penalty. Damn, mount keeps loosening up on me. All right, Luna, I'm trying to four out here. Let me take this mic off because that's not normally how to put. I'll get a Bluetooth mouse sooner or later. Bluetooth mic sooner or later. Trying to save a four. Oh, off the basket, damn it. A lot of fun, but you need to know the course. So. What the hell is going on? Got all kinds of cute little figures and stuff around the course, so it's pretty neat. Alright, 357. Go right apparently, so I'm gonna use the eagle. Do what do. Oh, might have got a friendly tree kicked out. I like how he's wrapped his trees in these plastic tubing, almost like what you use for irrigation or something. But he's wrapped the trees with them to protect the trees. So. The little ones, I mean, the bigger ones don't have it, but the little ones, he's put it on there where he can, so it's pretty neat. So. Oh, there's a basket, okay. Well, we got a little kick forward, wasn't too bad. Alright, we're gonna putt off with the bird again. I need to practice with it anyways. Again, it's a soft berg. Second throw on 9. Why is it not showing me where I'm at? Alright, whatever. Second throw on 9. Put a little bit more sauce on that one, we probably would have gone in. It died out just before the basket, so. I really like this course, this is a cool course. Alright, got a 3 out here. We're on 10, by the way. I don't know why I have such a hard time keeping track of crap. Maybe I'm just overtired. So we had a 3 on 9, 10. Well, no, we didn't. No. We had a 4 on 10 because we had a penalty. All right, so 10. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay, because we poured out. Okay. Quiet zone next two holes. 195. Damn sure not throwing a berg. It's going to be a forehand, and I can't throw one forehanded. All right, so we got tight mando, and I do mean tight mando. Plus, you got to have a forehand, so interesting. We're going to throw the sidewinder. So I may change my mind and go roadrunner and give myself a smaller profile. So we're still going to do a forehand. I'm just going to use a roadrunner instead. Drop zone is right at the mando zone. Got mando, but we hit a tree, but we got a fairway kick. All right, so we made mando. We went a little too far left. We got a tree kick, but it kicked us into the fairway. So, where your mando signs are, your drop zones here, it's clear, nice and red. So, you really have to take a tight, lower, aggressive forehand drive here to force it straight down. And I didn't do that. I was a little too lax with it. All right, so do another bird shot. We're trying to keep close, trying to preserve some threes. Take advantage of birdies when we get them. Just gonna hyzer it up around this tree, hopefully not hit this branch. And we nipped the tree, because I released early. We're doing pretty good on time. All right, so 1, 2, we're trying to three out here. It bounced out of the fucking basket. Literally, 3/4 of that disc was actually completely in the basket, and it bounced out anyway. Jesus. A freaking 4. Good Lord. Horse crap. Absolute horse crap. All right, go to 12. All right, where am I going here? We need to go, which way we need to go here? So I gotta walk this way. That's a nice walk. Nothing strenuous. Everything's, I mean, there's elevation here, but nothing to write home and complain to mom about. So, 262. Got right to it. Man, you gotta know a forearm on this one. Alright, so 260 according to U-Disc. So, we're gonna forehand this Roadrunner again. So, try to get it to do what it's supposed to. Well, if I throw it right, it'll do what it's supposed to. I'm going to take a very aggressive line down the center and see what happens. First throw on 12, Roadrunner. Hit something. There we go. Released early, which means with my forehand, it released more to my right side. And it's so. I can see the basket, so we kicked. So the tree gods like us. Ooh, big tree fell over here. It must flood here because they've got elevated places for you to walk. So, all right, I'm gonna do a KC Rock Pro and try to force a lot of right into it. See what we can do. I'm gonna turn my back almost completely to this basket.
Oh, hit another tree.
But we got another roll to the fairway. So, you really can't get in trouble on this one. Unless it goes like deep left on you, you really can't get in trouble on this one. Ideally, just a good line drive straight down the center. Get it to sit down on you, like on a rock or something. Give you a great look at the basket. But that's not what I did. Luna 6 claw. Just trying to get it close to the basket, save a 4. And we're right under it. All right, that worked. I have enough 5s and 6s. We'll try to prove on this game, on game 2, because I do want to play this one a second time. So we're going to do a 24 game this morning. And I'm currently in the middle of a 27. So that means we're going to do a 24, 27, 27 in one day. All right, that's a 4. That sucks. Boy, these woods will flat out test your line, buddy. All right, I'm going to score this in a second, and we'll go ahead and 13. I'll keep y'all with me for 14 since this is 27. So we got a 4. 13 is 163. Where the hell is this basket? Okay, KC Rock Pro, I'm going to treat it like a putter. I'm going to try to hyzer it up around this corner. Sit down.
Oh, too much.
Too much disc. Way too much disc. Should have went with the Supreme. This is when it... when I have a open line like this, I forget to tell myself that you're going to snap it more because you have room to snap, and I wasn't thinking. So we shot past the basket about 30 feet, so, and I tucked it, of course, right behind a tree, which means we get to practice some tree-hugging putts. We're going to have to be a tree-hugger. All right, I'm going to set y'all by 13 because 14 is just off to our left. And hopefully when y'all hear the sounds of chains, we can bird. But unless I do something really stupid, we should be able to get a 3. We got a 3. So, there's a flagpole up here, and I had to do a Kevin Jones-style squatting putt because I put this tree right dead in front of me. So I'm not good at those kind of putts. You know how Kevin Jones spreads his legs out, and he kind of has to, when you have to kind of stretch to your right or left to dodge a tree, and you have to get that big Kevin Jones squat. That's what I had to do, and I was a little too tossy with it and racked the chain. All right, 215. We're gonna go with the Supreme this time. I would rather come short and be straight, because I don't know what's on the other side of that basket. It looks like a hanging basket too. It's a real pretty view. All right. So we got a 3 on 13, 213 according to their sign, according to you did. We're gonna do a Mako. Change my mind. I want a little bit more distance. We're going to do a Mako 3. I threw it too low and we hit the tall weeds in the center of the fairway. And it pretty much acted as brakes. Let me do something with this cord before I break my damn phone.
do a secure safety loop here.
All right. We got up, I mean, it went straight up the fairway. I lowered my arm too much. I didn't give it the height it needed to do its job. Based on how the line went, we probably would have trailed off left. So I don't think it would have been a stellar shot anyways, even though I got my arm up, because I think I released a little early. Man, that's a pretty basket. Hanging in the sunlight. All right. Second throw, 14, I'm gonna use a berg. Just trying to get it under the basket.
Get around that tree. We hit the frickin' tree. Damn it.
Why'd I hit it? Because I released early. That's why I hit it.
Damn it. Man, we got a long putt. Let's save a three.
We're going to get a picture of this one now because I'm not sure what the light's going to be when we come back around.
Got our pitcher. All right, let's try to save a three here.
A long putt though.
God, what a horrible hole. All right, Luna, 6 o'clock. Damn it. Off the freaking band again. It's tossy. I'm tossing it too much.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because I can't hit an 8-foot putt.
Damn it.
Really? You gotta be kidding me.
It's just me, dude. It's just dude and dudettes. It's just me. I have a poor attitude. It's not a way to play a game.
I have no focus. I have a poor attitude. And trying to reset is tough. All right. Before this turns into a bitch session, which I'm not blaming the course, I'm blaming myself, I'm going to go ahead and play the rest of this out. I'm on 15. I have till 27 to get my shit together. And I'll come back and let you know how I do. I'll talk to you in a bit.
It's JT. I'm out of here. So I'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? I'm going to give you an update regarding our game.
Somebody's... All right, as soon as my phone decides to cooperate. All right. So... Oh, come on. Stop being difficult. All right, so Arrowhead, this golf course. My phone is freaking out. All right. Arrowhead, this golf course. All right. So we played the back half, and so we cut off at 14. I would birdie 15, 16, 17, beautiful putt on 18, and I would par 19. And ladies, I damn near aced 20. It's on an elevated basket. You have to go to the discgolfing.com, discgolfn.com. YouTube channel. I'll have it on. I'll move it over to the Facebook page. If y'all are on Facebook, you can look at it there. Y'all gotta watch this video. It's 20 was so badass. The only thing better than it was an ace. And I got it on video. I got it from the tee pad all the way to walking in and dropping the two. It was just so badass. And even though the score overall sucked, it was still awesome. So 21, we would par it. 22, we would get another birdie. 23, 24, 25, not knowing the course, got away from me. So we got a bogey on 23, bogey on 25. 26 is an island shot. You have to hit the island, otherwise you take a penalty. I did not hit the island, I came up short. And then when I threw my putter up for my, because I threw, missed, second throw, I go to my third shot, which is throw it up there. I landed under the basket. But I didn't use the bird like a moron. I used the Supreme, and it hit the ground and literally shot back out of OB again, because in the, down in the creek is OB. You have to stay on the island. So I took a double OB on that one. 125, 26, 27, straightforward. We were par. Horrible drives, but I made up for it with a second shot. And so we ended up with a plus 10. The penalties killed me. Penalties absolutely killed me. So, because I took quite a few, and it just sucked. So that was 27 holes, plus 10, first time ever playing the game. And glutton for punishment, I went back and played it again. I did better overall in my game, but I didn't have some of the luck I had from the first game. So in the second one, I would go on a par tear on the front nine, on the first nine. I wouldn't hit a bogey until nine. So I got a bogey on nine, and then I parred 10, bogeyed 11, parred 12, birdied 13, parred 14, 15, 16, 17 was a bogey, 18 was a par, 19 was a par, 20, the one I did fantastic on the first round, I threw that freaking hole in the toilet the second time. So I have a feeling that's probably what happens most of the time. And when I threw, if you don't nail your drive and you don't get that distance and you drop left, which is what happened to me, if you drop left, there's a netting that protects the kind of like the fairway. There's some disc golf panders there. Well, if you drop behind that, it blinds you to the basket. I mean, literally it puts a wall of it. So I had to I had to grenade a shot over that netting to try to get up to the basket. Well, the very first grenade, I hit the tree and it bounced back and landed right next to me. So I had to throw a second time. So it's one, two, three. The third shot got up next to the basket. And then the problem is it's at the base of the basket. So if you end up in that position, you don't want to throw too close to the basket. You got to back away from a little bit because you can't get underneath it because it's elevated on a platform. You'll see it in the video. So if you don't make that drive, you don't want to throw underneath that platform. You need to give yourself a little bit of, I mean, unless you do what I did in the first game and you just, I mean, aggressively go after the basket, you're going to have to, I mean, overshoot it. If you can get high and power past it and dig yourself in the hill behind it, that's probably ideal, even though you're, if you miss your putt, you're back down in the ravine. But if you come up short and you throw up to the basket, don't try to get underneath it because the thing's so elevated that you're literally throwing straight up. Because when I threw my putt up, it went into the chains and it literally came straight back down. So I ended up taking a triple bogey on that one because it was such a nightmare. Then I would go on another par tear. I'd par 21, 22, 23, 24. 25, I screwed the pooch again on that one. Not as bad because I didn't have to take I didn't go OB on it. So I, what is that? We bogeyed it. Okay, yeah. Because it was one, I missed Mando. One, two, three, four. Yeah, okay, so that score's right. All right, so four on 26, or 25, which is your island shot. No OB this time, so I gained a stroke. And then I parred 26 and 27. For the second game ever played there, it would be a plus six. So I shaved four strokes from the first game just by basically eliminating the OBs. That one hole tanked me because, like I said, that's three strokes right there. That one hole changed the difference between a plus three and a plus six. So if you play the course on a regular basis, which is kind of hard to do because you have to schedule an appointment to play it. You can't just go in and play it because he limits how many people are allowed on his property. But it's a fantastic course. If you're a disc golfer, go out of your way to come out and play this. It's not anything that you're going to play on a regular basis. It's something you just want to, as any disc golfer should come play this course. To me, Arrowhead Disc Golf Course it's 27 holes, but there is an 18 option if you don't have the stamina for 27. Arrowhead is one of them courses. It's like Lake Marshall and Cannon Ridge. Lake Marshall is a beast, and it will beat the mess out of you. Experienced disc golfers that play a lot and people that play in Virginia and North Carolina and stuff like that aren't going to have that big of a deal with it. But it's still a monster. Lake Marshall is still a monster. Lake Marshall is one you should play at least once. And Cannon Ridge is another one you should play at least once. There's quite a few you should play at least once. This is one as a disc golfer. If you love disc golf and you want to have a good time, take your buddies, because there's one car allowed in at a time, and there's 9 slots in their little Excel sheet at the time of this recording. I took the last slot, by the way. But you can put as many people as you want in that car. So, because one car had like 4 people in it. So it isn't like only one person is allowed. It's per car. He's only got 9 spots. So once that 9 spots filled, you got to wait for another day. And there were some people out there. I mean, obviously all the slots were filled, so there was people out there. The first game I played through some people. The second game I didn't get anybody's way. Nobody got my way. So it's not like it's super crowded. This is a fantastic little course. It's so cool. So definitely put it on your to-do list. And it's a lot of fun. And Louisville, Kentucky is where Arrowhead is. So definitely get there and play it. I had a lot of fun. I'm not happy with my game, but y'all know me. I bitch about everything anyways when it comes to my playing. So I know I'm better than the way I'm playing. So I just have to keep pushing myself to get better. So, and I can't get better if I'm not hard on myself. That's just the way I am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, got some thunder rolling in. So before I get rained on again, I'm going to get moving. So appreciate y'all listening in. Arrowhead was fantastic. And we have 227 courses of games in today. We actually have more than that because we played a game before it and we did one later in the afternoon. So there's a lot of disc golf today. So some more content for the podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is JT and Platinum General Services. We thank y'all so much for listening to me ramble. And hopefully y'all get out and play some of these courses and do a hell of a lot better than I'm doing. I'm not a coach, so don't take my techniques to heart. I am just sharing my experiences, and I hope y'all enjoy my ramblings. So this is JT, good throw, good putt, bad putt. Long course, short course, tough course, easy course, doesn't matter. Get out and play. You're going to learn something. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.